mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this 25th of May, 2006, Thursday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we've been having guests almost every day for the last few weeks, but we don't have any schedule today. I want to be able to take a lot of your phone calls in the first, second, and third hour on the developments in Iran, on Israel's Olmert, their new prime minister demanding that we attack Iran for them, on all of the bribery scandals that are breaking concerning Dennis Hastert, Speaker of the House, Duke Cunningham, and many, many others. I think that's blackmail. And frankly, I think the main culprit we can look at is Israel. I have studied how Israel operates, and it's one of their specialties. But it's certainly pressure on the Congress to pass these very unpopular agendas. We'll be getting into that today. There's a whole host of issues, and you're welcome to call in at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. There is so much to discuss here. In the last few days, Hastert has told President Bush that FBI raid was unconstitutional and violated the separation of powers. And it is very unconstitutional that we have seen more and more federal executive pressure being brought to bear on the Congress. During the anthrax attack, there were armed troops in there questioning and interrogating members of Congress. There have been leaks in Congress concerning spying and Valerie Plame and a host of other issues. FBI's been in there threatening and intimidating members of Congress, setting a really dangerous precedent. I mean, you don't see Congress generally over threatening to arrest the president, do you? No, that only happens after an impeachment. And then that would be done by a grand jury after the president had been impeached. So we have a lot of jockeying going on, and we'll be getting into that. Remember just a few days ago, over the weekend, FBI searches Congressman's office. Representative William Jefferson is focus of federal bribery probe. FBI agents were on Capitol Hill Saturday searching the office of Representative William Jefferson as part of a bribery investigation into Louisiana Democrat government officials said. And this scared Hastert and others. And they're now reporting that the Abramoff lobbying bribery scandal does lead to Hastert. Now, this first broke in the alternative Patriot media about a year ago before Abramoff had even really gotten into deep, deep hot water. And then about, 3 months ago, it was in the Village Voice, and then it was in Salon, two borderline mainstream liberal publications, both listing Hastert. And now we have a ABC News report we'll be playing after the break, where they reported that he is a subject of an investigation. Now there have been denials concerning this. Continuing, we have a LA Times report here about President or Vice President Dick Cheney might testify in the Scooter Libby case, and a lot more coming up. Concerning spying on the American people, leave spy judgments to government, officials say. That we shouldn't worry about anything. It's up to their discretion. There's basically no constitution. Just leave it all up to them. So we'll cover that as well after this quick break. But I'm going to go to your calls in the next segment. I'm going to take a lot of calls. We've been getting better and better about this, but I'm going to blow the roof off today. I want to take 50 calls in the next 3 hours. 1-800-259-9231. Let's have a free-for-all. It's going to be interesting.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, the mainstream media finally picked up on a story that we've been covering for the last year plus. And that is that almost every committee chairman, almost every senior congressman is on the payroll. In fact, I've talked to a lot of congressmen and women behind the scenes. If you're not on the payroll, if you're not dirty, you do not get promoted to committee chairman level, or you get run out, or they go after you like they have Congressman Tom Tancredo. That's even been in roll call and other big congressional publications, that President Bush openly has got a fatwa out against him, wants Tom Tancredo out of office for rallying the American people against the open borders. So we know that you've got to be dirty, you've got to be on the payroll. Many of the members of Congress are secret members of the Central Intelligence Agency. It came out that the outgoing head of the CIA, Porter Goss, who was the head of the House Intelligence Committee for many years, and who was clearly involved in 9/11 with Mahmoud Ahmed, the head of Pakistani intelligence, and we get into that in the films. It's another subject. The point is about these individuals is that he had been a secret CIA officer going back into the early 1960s. It's like President Bush. He was CIA before he was ever a congressman from Texas. And then they claim in the mid-70s that it was supposedly the first time he'd ever been in the CIA, that he was just magically made director of Central Intelligence. And then now we've gotten a hold of documents and other pieces of evidence that he was even involved in the operation at the Bay of Pigs. So we have this backdrop, and I started out this whole discussion about bribery and corruption in Congress with the statement that this is par for the course. This is like saying that a sailboat has to have a sail. I mean, if you're not corrupt, you're not going to be put in a senior position. And this is what the mafia, what organized crime, has done for thousands of years. You've got to do really heinous crimes. You've got to be dirty. You've got to be in it up to your elbows or even up to your eyeballs, or sometimes completely submerged in this soup of cess, to be moved into the higher ranks. And they do that because they know you're a crook. They know you're a bird of the feather. They know that you're compromised. This is just a 101 rule of crime. That's why at the local level, I always use this analogy, it's the best. Police will tell you, criminology, it's 101, that real gangs, real Mexican mafia, real Italian mafia, real Irish mafia, real Jewish mafia, it doesn't matter, but just on the street level thugs, you know, they may have sold drugs for 5 years. They may have robbed 10 liquor stores. They may have already stolen 50 cars. Before they become a made member of the gang or get into its ruling council, even at the street thug level, they say, okay, one of the most popular things in Dallas when I was growing up, and then, of course, I heard about similar things in L.A. in the news, was you got to go kill an old lady, an innocent old lady on a walker at a bus stop. You got to pull up and shotgun her in the face. You got to kill her. And, in fact, if the old lady doesn't die from the shotgun wounds, you got to go out and kill another old lady. It's been in the mainstream news that the Mexican mafia and MS-13 and others right now have to kill a black man. And that's going on in L.A. because of turf wars between blacks and Hispanics. But obviously the Mexican gangs are much bigger. They're just generally just targeting black families. And every few days you hear about them killing a bunch of blacks. And it's just minor footnote in the back of the paper. Yeah, machine gun a bunch of black people. What's the big deal? So that's going on. And the Crips, of course, were known for being more evil than the Bloods. They would have to go out. Their thing was abduct a woman and then go blow her head off after you rape her. So that's the kind of things that happen, that go on. And in Congress, that's how it works. At first, you're a freshman congressman. You make deals. You do what they say for years. And then suddenly, hey, you get flown on a junket to a lavish five-star hunting resort. There's hookers there. And folks, I've talked to congressmen. This is behind closed doors. I mean, I've talked to people in politics, high level. A lot of them live here in Austin. And this is how it works, boys and girls. And, you know, boom, there's this beautiful, you know, supermodel that just comes into your room. And you've basically been told, you know, just get into it. Go along with us. You've had a few scotch and waters. You better. Okay? This is how it starts. And then pretty soon, hey, there's a defense contract coming down. Give us a vote on it. And hey, you've got, your own plastics plant. This other defense contractor that's a subsidiary of this one is going to give you a big $10 million order. How's that sound? Or, hey, how about, I think you ought to buy this piece of land over here. It's valued at $100,000, but I bet somebody'd buy that for $800,000. You see, and then suddenly after 5-10 years in there, it's just Swiss bank accounts, in some cases hundreds of millions of dollars. You're totally selling your country out. Hookers are as ubiquitous as Michael Rivero said, as water fountains. That's the joke. It's just total insanity. And then you get flown into the ranch, and it isn't five-star hookers, ladies and gentlemen. It's 14-year-old girls, and you're told you got to do this. This is when you go to the next level. And this is what they do, ladies and gentlemen. This is your government. And it's so evil, it's so out in the open now, that they openly have two lobbyists, one for DynCorp, one for Halliburton, against Chicago Tribune. It's been other publications now as well, who are there lobbying for the white slave rings, and lobbying that the U.S. Army not, because they have been trying to stop it, not enforce against Halliburton and DynCorp, openly running these camps in Eastern Europe, and it's hundreds of bases in the Middle East. And some of it isn't sex slavery. Some of it, they just grab old families and ship them off to slave camps where they live at a subsistence level there. all over the world in different sweatshops building Nike tennis shoes. Or in other cases, they grab the European babies that you can get $250,000 a piece for, and the family back in the U.S., the middle-class family, they give them some baloney story. This has been in the news. Oh, your child came from this poor family. The single mother died of tuberculosis, and here's the healthy baby. Give us the 250 grand. I'm told it's even more now, and you get the little baby. You don't know that a woman, you know, a 20-year-old, 18-year-old woman got grabbed. Her husband had his head blown off or was put in prison, and the woman was sent to Saudi Arabia as a sex slave, and the baby is, or Israel for that matter, or Turkey. Turkey's real bad. We've been haven't been talking enough about them. And then they fly them out. And just they're just out in the open. This is just out in the open. And I guess what comes around goes around. Whites are the most trafficked in the world right now. There's a premium on whites. Culturally, whites have been seen as the elite globally, you know, the empire builders. And so these Eastern Europeans and Central Europeans, these are beautiful women. And I just saw a PBS special on it the other night, and I had to turn it off. I just couldn't watch it. This husband trying to get his wife back, they just kidnapped her, took her into Turkey. 15 Turks would rape her a day, at least. And I mean, I just don't even know how to. I mean, believe me, folks, I wouldn't be going around on a cell phone trying to get my wife back. I mean, I would. I'm sure you've seen The Terminator. That's what it would look like. I mean, just guaranteed, full body armor suit. Machine guns hanging all over my body. It would just be, there'd be hell to pay. But, I don't know. Now I'm ranting. I said I'd go to your calls. I want to get into this whole bribery scandal, but to do it, you have to get some background here. Now, the British specialize in blackmail and bribery, but governments do, period. But really, who's been the most aggressive about it in the last 10 years has been the Israelis. And I see Israeli fingerprints all over Duke Cunningham and all over Hastert and all over Cheney and all over Fitzgerald. And you got Obert over here saying, you've got to attack them, you've got to attack them now. And the Congress is saying 70%+ of people don't want it. It's wildly unpopular. We're all about to be removed from office in the next election. Even with the help of our electronic machines in 35% of the country, we're still losing. There's about to be a revolution in this country. We can't do it. And Israel, every day, generals, heads of the Knesset, their prime minister are just, you're bad. You can actually read these headlines in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post. You're bad. You're not good. America's bad. You've got to attack Iran for us, or you've got to support us when we attack. And there's a lot of different indicators, and I've got evidence of this. We know they blackmailed Bill Clinton. They couldn't go after him for missile secrets and supercomputers and cocaine dealers in the White House because Israel and the Republicans and the Democrats and the British are all involved in this. They had to go after him on something that was isolated. And so it was the admitted Israeli agent, Monica Lewinsky, and that's even been in mainstream news. It's been leaked out that he was being blackmailed. Clinton, you know, you're going to do what we say. You're going to go into these countries. You're going to give us this aid. And now it's just full-blown. And they told Bush, you will put Chertoff in, our dual citizen. You will put him in as Homeland Security head. You will put in almost your entire cabinet will be Israeli double agents. They're admittedly double agents. Mainstream news that a special Pentagon office, completely Israeli run, cooked up all their Iraq intelligence and basically runs things. And high-level CIA analyst and a bunch of generals, Zini and others, are on record saying it, Colin Powell. I mean, this is what's going on. And this is blackmail, folks. And Hastert and others haven't been, I mean, they only did 95% of what Israel wanted, and Israel is just bullying them, and they're probably going to go ahead and attack Iran. I mean, it's going to come out, you took hundreds of millions of dollars, Hastert. Now, either, again, Duke Cunningham, it's 800-plus mil. So you want to be indicted like the rest of these people, or you get in there, Hastert, you've been kind of backing off attacking Iran, you do what you're told, okay? And you may get removed from office, but at least you'll keep your Swiss bank accounts. You understand, old man? You do exactly what we say. So I got a lot of evidence of this. We'll take calls, and we'll get back into more of the evidence on it. But I do see Israel's fingerprints all over this. And, you know, most people see their fingerprints on everything. I don't. I do on this. This fits their M.O. and the motive and the way Olbert's behaving. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'll play the ABC News clip and go through the reports that they're now being denied. This is just a threat. They're showing Hastert the threat that they're serious, that they may go ahead and arrest him, indict him. Who knows what's going to happen? And the guy's obviously dirty. We've been getting this on him for years. That's coming up after I take some calls. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good.
I'm looking forward to the Chicago conference. I got three or four coworkers here that we've all kind of become like-minded individuals, and we're all looking forward to meeting you.
Oh, good.
I know it frustrates you when we do this because we end up preaching to the choir over and over and over again, but shouldn't we stop preaching to the choir and start to mobilize? We got 50% of the population screaming for a new investigation on 9/11. I mean, we got to break the lazy ignorance. Nobody wants to read any of these documents. Nobody wants to do any of this stuff. How do we break through it?
Well, if nobody
I know you're
wants
doing your end. You're out there every day banging the street and doing what you can do, and I absolutely admire the heck out of you for doing it. But isn't it time to start doing something? We got 50% of the population screaming for a new investigation.
Sir, you just said that we got 50% wanting a new investigation and saying the government may be involved. The new poll stated that. The point that I'm trying to raise here is that shows that this tactic is winning. We're having
absolutely
an effect, and then you say people don't read the documents. No, people are finding out what happened.
It's probably a blanket statement to say it like that, but a vast majority of the people don't want to wake up. They want to stay.
But wait a minute, that poll shows that a vast majority has woken up.
I understand that, and I'm stepping over myself. But I had the argument on the way in this morning on the train, and they were all talking about American Idol. And I said, did anybody read any of the legislation on immigration? And I got these blank stares from almost everybody. And the question was, where do you find that? And I'm blown away by the fact that they don't even want to listen to it. I mean, should we not be in the face of the mainstream media and demanding true information, not surface level arguments that don't have anything to do with the underlying argument?
Sure. You've got to know, sir, that the mainstream media is owned by the military industrial complex, so I wouldn't really expect them to expose themselves. What we're doing is building our own media, and you guys are helping build it by supporting it, and we don't need a majority to take back our country. All we need is a highly motivated minority, and we're already beginning to get a majority that is at least informed and knows that something is wrong. But, I mean, you want to mobilize? Sure. How do we do that? Tell me.
I don't have the answer. I really don't. I'm asking because, you know what, I've looked to you for a lot of this stuff. I've got all your videos. I've handed them out constantly to people. I put my job on the line every day having conversations
sure. No, I
like
appreciate
this every
that,
day
Mike.
With people.
Well, Mike, that's the solution. You're doing it right there. Listen, Rome wasn't built in a day. The New World Order wasn't set up in a day. We're not going to tear it down in a day. Well, they're scared right now. Look at all these reports trying to counter everything we talk about. Look at how they look fearful now. They're not as arrogant as they once were. Their whole agenda is moving forward, but it's on fire. You know, this juggernaut is still rolling forward, but smoke's coming out of every orifice. I mean, inside their system, alarms are going off. I mean, picture the New World Order as a giant battleship, and it's going, engine room, we're overheating, we've been hit, more enemy fires coming in. I mean, picture, and then we're sitting here going, it hasn't sunk, it hasn't blown up yet, and I'm saying, just cut the chatter, attack. If you just keep discrediting them, keep exposing them, keep doing what you're doing, it's going to happen, because they're going to ram us. The ramming is about to happen. They're going to carry out another event, and at that point, they're going to try martial law, and I'm telling you, they're going to fail. They're going to fail.
Well, like I said before, every time I've called in, I'll stand next to you the entire time that they try that, but I hope to God that we still have enough time left, because I'll tell you what, when fear takes hold, all bets are off. Even people that will stand next to you now will turn on you.
Turn on
you. Know,
I mean, listen.
I got to protect my kids, Alex. You know, I know what you're saying and I agree with, but I got to protect my kids will be the response. And I hope to God we don't run into that.
Well, I appreciate your call. You know, we're an instant gratification society. We expect the hamburger within 2 minutes out of the drive-thru window, and we're sitting there tapping our foot the whole time. Hollywood has sold us on this hero image of this hero is going, and there's one thing we do, and we go and we take over one building. We go to arrest one person, and it's all over. No. Again, I said this yesterday. You could take over the federal government today, and we're such a corrupt society that the very people that took it over would try to become dictators themselves. We have to change our hearts first. We have to get involved in our local communities first. We have to go out into the churches and the schools and educate people and re-educate folks. This has been a long process. We are a corrupt, decadent society. Human societies are like petri dishes, and when they get all toxic and rotten and pus-filled, the bacteria grow. Okay, so it's this stuff couldn't happen in the past to this extent in America because we were more individualistic. We didn't trust the government. We knew a big government was bad. Okay, so it's a process, sir. It's not mobilize. We are mobilized, sir. We're manning the guns. In the info war, the government says 90% of their tactics are info war. So are ours. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Everybody wants to take action. Everybody wants to do something. The world is a pretty big place. There's 6.5 billion people. Pick an issue. Expose the phony environmental groups as oil company shills there to sell the American people on a loss of property rights. Oh, it's for the earth we're taking your land. Fight for the Second Amendment. That is absolutely key. Expose abortion and let people know about the alternatives. There are so many issues. Defend the borders. Join the Minutemen. Run for office. Expose the fact that these illegal aliens get more welfare than American citizens. Expose the United Nations agenda and Agenda 21 and the toll roads and how they're taking over our entire infrastructure. There are so many things. And then you pick an issue, you go out, you educate others, you don't constantly tell yourself, oh, it's so big, oh, there's nothing I can do, oh, we've got to get somebody to save us, we've got to get somebody to mobilize in some big frontal assault. I mean, look at what the feds did. For 3 months, they paid and staged the illegal alien protest, and it blew up in their face. They, Rob Allen and co., thought that it would cause the American people to accept amnesty, accept open borders. And they've certainly paid off the Congress and blackmailed them, these shadowy New World Order groups. And they've got the Senate last week passing a law for Social Security for illegal aliens. Bush is saying he wants illegal aliens to even get our Social Security when they live in Mexico. And now the Senate has got the law for guest worker, which is total amnesty, going back and forth between the two countries. And it's going to the House very soon, and that fight is ongoing. Listen, take your city. There are 860-something amnesty or sanctuary cities, as they're called. Make it a big issue in your town. You run for city council. Fight the electronic voting machines. Demand a paper ballot petition recall of the voting machines. That's how you remove them. It's been happening in a lot of cities. Good stuff's happening. And it happens where people just take action. You know, I've been to so many political meetings over the years. I've been to so many events. And you'll have this new person, and I'm not saying that's you, caller. I'm talking about people I know in Austin. And they show up at events and they say, Alex, you need to do this, this, and that. We're in trouble, Alex. You need to do this now. And they'll start telling other people, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that. We need a plan, a big plan. We need to do it now. And that isn't how it works, folks. I mean, we've had them on the verge of passing draconian gun control legislation here. And we rally thousands of people and we have big rallies and we go in and testify in the committee hearings, and then, boom, we catch bribery in the hallway, and that brings down the chairman of the committee. He loses his chairmanship. People get in trouble, and the legislation is defeated. You know, God is on our side. Good little things like that happen. We catch it on tape. But again, we need bodies there. We need people there. I mean, if you just go out and try to do good, if you just go out and know your facts, if you just go out and pick a few issues, you're going to be able to have an effect. But it's a big world. It's a complex world. You got to first get informed, really informed. And then you've got to get confident. And because I know a lot of people, it's all psychological. If you're hesitant when you tell somebody about the New World Order, they won't respect you. A lot of people say, Alex, you've got to be slow with them. You've got to slowly introduce them. No, if somebody's house is on fire and they're sucking their thumbs in bed going, no, it's not a fire. I'm not going to get out of my bed. You do what the firemen do. You just grab them and drag them out. And I'm just like, hey, human history is one tyrant after another abusing populations. America's going down the tubes. Here's all the evidence of it. Now, you listen to me and you listen good. You get up off your hind end. You get educated and you join us in this fight. Comprende? Do you got it? And most people go, yes, I've got it. Good. Now, get in gear right now. We've got to be confident. We've got to be focused. We've got to be serious. This is a war. And all of us can pick a target, any target, in this fight and start the information war. I don't care if it's a neighborhood newsletter. I don't care if it's your own local website. I don't care if it's your own local access TV show or if you buy radio time on a local station. A lot of you are business owners. You got money. Go start a local, buy 2 hours every Saturday or Sunday night on a local talk station. And don't expect big results the first month. Do it for a year. And then sponsor it with your own business. You'll end up paying for it. Get a few other sponsors. Your show might be good enough. They might give you a weekday show and pay you. And I know so many people, they go and they try something once or twice and they don't get hit a big bonanza of results out of it, so they quit. That's not how you do things. You just keep hammering. You keep driving. You keep pushing. You never stop. You never back down. I mean, take Dylan Avery, 21 years old when he started his first Loose Change. Loose Change second edition, he's 22, about to be 23. And what is it, like 15 million Google downloads now? We personally have sold about 1,000 copies here. People are making copies of it everywhere. There have been millions of downloads of Martial Law online, my 9/11 film. There have been people making millions of copies out there, you know, getting the originals. And if you do the math and then making a dozen or so copies a piece, it turns into, And there are a lot of you who understand this, and you're going to prosecute the war, you're going to take action, you're not going to listen to the propaganda, you're going to keep moving forward. And if the New World Order wants to try to put troops in the streets and nuke a city and run around and try to train us how to be slaves, they want to get down to that, you know, the brass tacks, they've got to know we're going to fight them in every way when that happens. And you know what? They'll test the water, they'll stick their toe in and figure out it's boiling, and they're not going to jump in. I want the New World Order to know there's a lot of us who aren't afraid. I want the government to know there's a lot of us who don't rationalize and make excuses like you do. I'm talking to the minions out there. You know good and well this stuff's going on. You work for a government that runs giant child kidnapping rings, a government that dumps solid nerve gas by the millions of gallons right in the Atlantic Ocean off our coast. You work for a government that nerve gasses our own troops just to test it on them and kills them. You work for a government that puts cancer viruses in the vaccines. You work for a government that sterilized 400 and something thousand women in this country. You work for a government that gave black men syphilis for 40 years and let them spread it. You work for a government that funded the Nazis and then protected them after the war. You work for a government that is engaged in terrorist attacks worldwide to blame it on their enemies, declassified. You work for a government that ships in heroin and cocaine. You work for a government that runs most of the prostitution. You work for a government that's a bunch of mobsters. And they've gotten greedy, and they've gotten out of control, and they're spreading like a cancer, and they're so stupid their host is even sick. So some of the elite's getting scared right now and trying to put the brakes on it. Oh, yeah, there's all sorts of stuff going on right now. We're in trouble. These people have gotten so greedy and so decadent that this thing, America's like a giant spaceship. And basically, there's no one even piloting it right now. We're going towards the sun here. Now, I said I'd take a lot of your calls, but that caller brought that up and just got me off on a jag. Let me just briefly play this ABC News clip, comment on it about Hastert, give you some of the corruption news, and then we'll just start taking calls. Continually. Everybody stay there. We're going to get to you. Carlos and Jason and Tim and Stan and Ron and others. Right now, let's go ahead and play the ABC clip.
Good evening. We begin with a major development in a Washington bribery scandal. Tonight, sources tell ABC News the case involving convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff has led FBI investigators to some of the most powerful members of Congress, namely the man second in line for the presidency after the vice president. This is a story with potentially major political implications, and our chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross, joins us with his exclusive report. Brian.
Elizabeth, federal officials tell us the congressional bribery investigation now includes the Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, based on information from the convicted lobbyists who are cooperating with the government.
Justice Department officials described the 64-year-old Illinois Republican as very much in the mix of the corruption investigation. Part of the investigation is said to involve a letter Hastert wrote 3 years ago urging the Secretary of the Interior to block a casino on an Indian reservation that would have competed with other tribes. The other tribes were represented by convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff, who reportedly has provided details of his dealings with Hastert as part of his plea agreement with the government. The letter was written shortly after a fundraiser for Hastert at a restaurant owned by Abramoff. Abramoff and his clients contributed more than $26,000 at the time. The day Abramoff was indicted, Hastert denied any unlawful connection and said he would donate to charity any campaign contributions he had received from Abramoff or his clients. This week, following the FBI raid on the office of another congressman under investigation, Democrat William Jefferson of Louisiana, Hastert was outspoken in his criticism of the FBI.
We are not trying to protect any individual, but we want to protect the bribers of the House as far as the Constitution.
A spokesman for Hastert said the speaker was unaware he was the subject of any FBI investigation and that there had been no requests or subpoenas for documents. The spokesman said Hastert had a long history of opposing certain types of Indian casinos. And Elizabeth, this is an investigation clearly at the very beginning. The allegations could well prove unfounded. But what's clear from all this is that the FBI intends to take this case wherever it goes.
Oh, yes, the FBI, they're going to save us. And we're made to believe that Abramoff is the biggest, baddest lobbyist out there. No. They chose Abramoff because it wasn't missile secrets, it wasn't supercomputers, it wasn't chemical waste, it wasn't child kidnapping rings. No, it was Indians and casinos. And so they could do that. And notice you don't hear much about Duke Cunningham, pled guilty, stole over $800 million. It was just mailed to fake P.O. boxes connected directly to the number three at the CIA and the last director of the CIA, of course, Porter Goss. And these parties where they were playing poker with all the hookers at the Watergate Hotel again, and all the payoffs flowing, and that's why he's resigned. And notice you don't hear about that. No, you're going to hear about Indians and casinos. And I believe this is Israel because we know the MO on this. We've seen this over and over again. We know Israel, whenever the U.S. won't attack somebody or isn't giving them enough foreign aid, that they will bring out some of these lesser corruption issues and basically menace members of Congress with it that haven't been totally playing ball. So if I had to put my finger on it, we know the FBI only brings these charges when they're given the green light by the higher-ups. I mean, I'm sure the FBI agents that are doing this investigation are good guys and think they're doing a wonderful thing and everything's good. But I've interviewed many of them in the past. Whenever it's something really important, they're told back off. So this is all being allowed for some reason. And you notice that Bush is surrounding himself with even more Israeli double agents, people who have dual citizenship, like Chertoff and his new chief of staff and many, many others. And Obert is here in the U.S. shaking his finger at us, the new Israeli prime minister, saying, you've got to attack Iran. It's really sick to read Israeli newspapers where they say we're bad because we haven't attacked Iran for them yet. And I believe this is all pressure, and a large part of this is being allowed to surface in the media. Is Israel trying to squeeze Congress and letting Congress know, you do exactly what we say, we don't care how unpopular it is with your constituents, you're going to do this or else. And this is how things are played. They bribe you to a certain degree, and then they use that against you later. Let me hit a few other corruption items for you, and then we'll go directly to your calls. Cheney might testify in Libby case. L.A. Times, Vice President Dick Cheney may be called as a government witness in the perjury and obstruction case against the former chief of staff, Louis Scooter Libby, a special prosecutor, indicated yesterday. Then again, he may not. In a court filing, Patrick J. Fitzgerald held open the possibility that during Libby's trial, set for January, he might ask Cheney to authenticate the handwritten notations in the margins of the July 2003 newspaper column critical of the Bush administration's decision to go to war with Iraq. And so we have Fitzgerald's obviously a globalist tool, folks. If you don't know that, you need to wake up. And here is a... Oh, notice as soon as Hastert comes out, too, running scared, and says, hey, the White House isn't allowed to send its executive branch over here to seize documents inside the Congress. You know, we're a reservation. This is sanctuary. We can't come to the White House and grab your documents. And then suddenly the FBI comes out and says he's a person of interest. Now they're coming out and trying to back away from that just a little bit. Ken Lay has been convicted on 7 counts. Ken Lay, the Enron chief, has been convicted on 7 counts. Excuse me, 6 counts, and one report says 7. We're not sure. This is out of the Associated Press 2 minutes ago, so this is just out. Enron Corporation founder Kenneth Lay has been convicted of all 6 counts against him, including conspiracy to commit securities fraud and wire fraud. Conspiracy? That's impossible. There's never been a conspiracy in humankind. The media tells us there's no government conspiracies or no corporate conspiracies. I mean, two people never get together and decide to do something illegal or corrupt or disingenuous. That just doesn't exist. Oh, no, there's not conspiracies out there where charlatans get together and decide to, you know, get on radio and pitch products that they claim will heal any disease you have. That's a conspiracy right there. Those people know exactly what they're doing. And there's conspiracies where the car lot manager and the car lot salesman decide to push women around or people they think are stupid around and rip you off on a car. That's a conspiracy. When two guys get together and decide to rob a bank, that's a conspiracy. But again, the media says it's impossible, so that can't happen. We'll take some calls later. I'll get more into all this corruption. But again, what's behind this? Carlos in California, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, I'm looking forward to seeing you next month here in Los Angeles in June.
Oh, you're going to come, Carlos. I can't wait to meet you.
I'll be there, my friend. Okay, I can't wait to see you, too.
Have you gotten your tickets yet?
I got my ticket. I'm there.
So fantastic. Can't wait to shake your hand.
You got it. Listen, you're so right about this CIA influence. It's so pervasive. You know, if you look around the world, they instigate just about every destabilization effort in Africa, Latin America, Asia. They're behind the gun running, the shipping of arms.
And then they brag about it a decade after they do it.
Exactly. And then they use banks to finance all their activities, and some of the most prestigious families in the world are involved in some of these banks. And, you know, they've taken a hold of radio stations. I'm convinced that here in America, there are several radio stations where opposing different viewpoints, the left and the right, were the journalists there or the commentators are CIA agents. I mean, these people are all over the place. You look at Latin America. You look at President Fox, who came from Coca-Cola, came from Harvard University. You look at his predecessor, Cedillo, Salinas de Gortari. You look at President Saca from El Salvador. You look at Calderon, who's running for office in Mexico. All these people come from Yale, Harvard, which are grooming grounds for intelligence activities.
Oh, that's it. Sir, this is, you're absolutely right, Carlos. This is exactly what's going on. And Fox, his presidential campaign and his gubernatorial before that were run out of Rob Allen & Co., the PR firm that Rove's involved with, and so was both of Bush's gubernatorial and both presidential. I mean, these guys are nothing but front men.
Yes, they go out there and destabilize countries. They in some cases, they'll be leftists like Chavez and Morales from Bolivia. They'll take the left side, and then in some cases, they'll go on the right side. Their aim is destabilization of societies, which paves the way for the corporations to go in there as the nations are destabilized and taking over the natural resources.
Tell you what, stay there, Carlos. I want to hear more about what you think about Chavez. I'm curious to hear your view on that. I respect your view. Your calls have always been very informative. Stay there. We'll come back to you, and we'll go to many others. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, let's go back to Carlos, then many others. Carlos, continue with your statement.
Well, you questioned Chavez. Now, Chavez is a little bit of an ambiguity. He's being portrayed by the world press as a populist, as a liberator, as a patriot for Venezuela, there stands up to the oil companies, okay? But that may be a facade, a front. Now, what they don't tell you is that Hugo Chavez, the president of Brazil, Lula, the president of Colombia, Uribe, about two or three years ago, in consecutive months, visited the offices of the Council on Foreign Relations on Pratt Street in New York City, and apparently they met with the international bankers there and apparently came to some agreements as to getting further international monetary loans and further World Bank loans. So what does that tell you? The man has sold out to the international bankers. My opinion is he's an agent provocateur who's there to destabilize, create conflicts, and provoke probably our entrance down the stretch into Latin America. Military entrance, we're already there.
Well,
in the,
well, regardless, that's what's happening now, and that's the movement we see is towards a massive conflict down there.
Well, you know what? The Latin countries, all the leftist countries, five or six of them, including and Mexico, of course, is going to join the ranks as soon as López Obrador, the leftist, becomes president. They apparently have been having meetings with the Arab nations, the Iran and so on, and they have formed some kind of a pact.
No, I know. The Russians and the Chinese are all moving in. Notice our government gave them the Panama Canal. I mean, this is part of a bigger picture. I agree with you. It's all very suspicious.
So when we attack Iran, who by the way, I think Iran's man there is also a CIA asset provocateur, we attack them. Eventually, down the stretch, we're going to have to go into military confrontations with all these leftist countries in Latin America. Consequently, we're going to be spread out so thin in multiple fronts in conjunction with our collapsing economy. And that's the aim of the international New World Order, to collapse the last bastion of freedom, which is the United States.
I agree with you.
If we collapse, the rest of the dominoes will go through.
I agree with you. Thanks for the call. I can't wait to meet you June 24th and 25th in downtown Los Angeles at the Sheraton. We're going to be having the big 9/11 event. And I can announce, I am proud and excited to announce, Ray McGovern yesterday confirmed he is coming. And he's only been to one other 9/11 event. He's really hard to get. He doesn't go to the other conferences. Ray McGovern, a high-level CIA advisor to George Bush Sr., Ronald Reagan. He goes all the way back to Kennedy. He is going to be there with a presentation on 9/11 and the neocon agenda. Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program, will be there exposing 9/11 as an inside job. Professor Stephen Jones, Professor Jim Fetzer. Dylan Avery of Loose Change 2 fame. Of course, we're going to have Webster Griffin Tarpley there. Myself, I'll be giving a speech, PowerPoint as well. This is going to be amazing, ladies and gentlemen, a bunch of other speakers too. 2 days, 20 hours of conference. I will, of course, debut my new film, Terror Storm, at the very start of the conference. We'll have a press conference. It's going to be amazing. Get your tickets at Infowars.com. Right now, or if you'd like to call and have one mailed to you, you can do it that way as well. 1-888-253-3139. And also remember to support this broadcast and what we're doing. We're really up in the ante. We're going 110%. Get Martial Law, get Road to Tyranny, get Loose Change 2, get the videos I produce, the videos I carry, all the new books and videos we've added to the online video and bookstore. Just do this much for us. Go to the site, check out all the specials, all the deals, all the books, all the videos. See if something strikes your fancy, something you'd like to secure for yourself in your library. That's Infowars.com or 1-888-253-3139 or see it all online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.